All right, Clown Corps, happy belated Thanksgiving at this point, and we got a quick and easy comic review here for you guys. I have Brian Polito's Lady Satanis Sinister Urge. It is from his Coffin Comics company. For those who don't know, Coffin Comics, owned by Brian Polito, the creator of Lady Death, who is the flagship character of his whole evil verse or metal verse or whatever, death verse, whatever the hell he's calling it. Everybody's got a verse these days, right? She was originally created back in, the early to mid 90s, I think. I didn't actually discover the character until the mid 2000s, just before I quit comics, just because I couldn't afford them at the time. And I haven't really followed up on it until recently, as I've been, just researching other indie companies out there beyond, the Ripperverse, which is very popular right now, beyond the Iconic Comics imprint that's very popular right now, Antarctic Press, stuff like that. And I, about 2 years ago, found my way back to Lady Death. And I was like, okay, I didn't know this was still going, but cool, let's dive into it. And he had a Kickstarter for Lady Satanis, so I decided to back it and see what was what. And not too dissimilarly from Lady Death, she happens to be one of the many half-human bastard children of the devil. And if I were to sum up what this book is, really what anything that comes out of Coffin Comics is, or always has been, it's fun. You're not going to get the deepest storylines with this. You're not going to get anything with a lot of symbolism or meaning or some sort of philosophical question, right? But Brian Polito is largely inspired, at least from what I've always seen, by a couple of things. The 80s, 80s metal, 80s horror movies, 80s action movies, and cheesy dialogue, which I guess you could chalk up to a lot of the 80s movies in question. And this book is really no different. For a quick review, Lady Satanis gets banished from hell, which happened in a previous issue that I won't talk about because it's outside the Lady Satanis print. But she ends up in New York City in 1977, and it turns out that the entire underworld of the city is run by various demons and devils. She apparently has, because of her human side, some degree of empathy towards humans, doesn't really like the idea of them being used as pawns and playthings, but because she is the daughter of the devil, of course she is hyper-aggressive and all sorts of other negative attributes that you might associate with such a thing. And she decides that this this family that's running the underground demon sphere, the Sargatanuses, who are, I guess, exiled from hell for their own reason, she decides that she's going to overthrow them and take control of it all for herself. She has this collar on from when she was banished that restricts her magical abilities. Get to that a little bit more when it comes to the, talking about some of the negatives, actually. And the entire issue is just her finding her way through New York City, trying to get this collar off, and then defeating the Sargatanis siblings. And you get plenty of sex, blood, violence, rock and roll along the way. Some of the dialogue, I will say, is absolutely phenomenal. And by phenomenal, I mean amazingly cringy, yet somehow also wildly entertaining. It's like a B-movie, right? Where it's sometimes it's not that it's so bad it's good, because I don't think this book is bad by any stretch of the minds, but you just kind of roll your eyes because of how over the top it all is. And I'm just going to read this panel. It's from like the third page in. It says, this one guy goes, "Hey, Red, keep shaking that ass and smile for me." And her response, while smiling, by the way, "Fuck off or I'll smile all over your beheaded carcass, you limp dick pile of horse dung." Frankly, my favorite part of that whole thing is that after she uses various expletives, she decides to get quite verbose and use horse dung. Why she didn't just call him a pile of shit at that point is beyond me, but like I said, the dialogue is a bit over the top. The story, very straightforward. You're not going to really even be lost if you haven't read anything prior to this. It's very straightforward, and the necessary background information Polito kind of gives you along the way. The artwork, the interior is fantastic. I think the interior artwork is definitely a highlight of the whole thing. The interior artist being Mr. Omar Zaldivar, somebody I'm not familiar with, and then colored by Hedwin Zaldivar, which is either wife, sister, sibling, I don't know. But the interior looks fantastic. And in fact, it's a rare case where I find the interior to be superior to the cover. The cover is really well done, but there's a couple of issues with the cover, like her teeth looking really weird, and everything is very red. It kind of becomes a little bit monotone. But character design has always been a strength of the Coffin, the now Coffin Comics brand. Everything, all the characters look like they were pulled out of like an 80s issue of Heavy Metal magazine. So expect things that are over the top, expect things that are gratuitous. And like I said, it's fun. It's meant to be fun. If you take this very seriously, or if you find somehow offense into it, you are reading way too much into what this book is. So what do I actually recommend this book at? What do I rate it at? Well, if you are not a fan of all things 80s metal, 80s hard, 80s basically, it's probably about a 6 out of 10 for you. It is still entertaining. It is still a good, solid, in the vein of superhero kind of stuff. I do think it you'll still find some entertaining at it. You just may find that it's perhaps not worth investing long-term reading in. But if you happen to like those things, or if you're just looking for something that's a little fun, not even necessarily with a positive or negative message, it's just shut your brain off entertainment, you'll probably like this book. If you want to look at some pretty ladies, but you're not a fan of the manga style of artwork, which I know some people aren't, you'll probably like this book and a lot of the other stuff, like Lady Death, Lamorta, another book of his I actually really enjoy, Chaotica, Hellwitch. A lot of this stuff that comes out of Coffin Comics has that very Americanized artwork style, but you still get the pretty looking protagonists, female protagonists that are so associated with anime and manga at this point. So if that's more your thing, with all the references and all that, you're probably going to get a little bit more of a 8 out of 10 out of this one. For me, this was probably somewhere at a 6.5 or a 7. I like all the references. I like all the tongue-in-cheek, but I'm also looking for something that is well-written. And there's one particular issue I had, and I said I would get to this, that comes towards the end of the book without spoilers. But at one point, there is a throwaway line from Jasmine, a secondary character that's within this book, that she says to Lady Satanis that if they work together, they could be more powerful than if they were apart. And then at the end, they kind of just deus ex this moment in where Lady Satanis can use her magic through Jasmine, even though the collar was shutting down her magic in its entirety, and they don't really explain it. And then she goes through a bunch of books and realizes that there's a way that she can overload the collar with magic to break it off, and it just feels very Deus Ex there at that point. It feels like the overall plot of her trying to get the necklace off just ends up being very rushed. And that kind of took me out of it a little bit, because I like things that are pretty tightly written, and this wasn't. But like I said, this is a book about fun. This is like a B-movie style book where you're going to have those moments. So I was able to get past that and still enjoy it, even though I thought it was a little silly personally. If you can't get past stuff like that, you might not enjoy it. So disclaimer on that. But overall, I do think it is definitely a good book. It's a fun book, and I look forward to reading more from Coffin Comics and reviewing it for you guys. I'm HVK. That's all I got on this one. The end.